Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, and the Inside Analog Photography radio program is brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful. Great chrome, negative, black and white, pack film, you name it, everything happening at Fuji. www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends over at Richard Photo Lab, the place to send all of your film. Doesn't matter, black and white, chrome, neg, digital files, anything. These guys are doing great darkroom work, great black and white, great print, great scanning. Just cool stuff going on. Lots of pros using these guys. RichardPhotoLab.com and our friends over at Upstrap, over at Upstrap-Pro.com for a camera strap that will not let the camera slide off your shoulder. And of course, our media partners of the Analog Photography User Group, a great place to go on the net to find out everything about the traditional photographic process at www.apug.org. Today, we got a great show lined up for everybody. We're going to have with us Sean Ross. He is the creator of the Analog Photography User Group. We're going to talk about what's been going on with him, how he got started with the site, how the site growth is doing, why is he doing traditional, and all this kind of cool stuff. Sean, how you doing today?
Hey, great, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us here on Inside Analog Photo. And of course, Sean, you've created the Analog Photography User Group. You are a media partner on what we're doing here with the show, and this is great stuff you're doing. Sean, give us a little background on yourself and how you and everything's come together to start the Analog Photography User Group and what you're up to now.
Okay, basically back in 2002, I was surfing the net looking for some information on darkroom equipment. What I found was that most websites were quite mixed at that stage with digital and traditional. I knew that at that point I wanted to be strictly analog and traditional workflow, and that's what I enjoy the most. So I was kind of set out a little bit searching for an all-traditional site, and I didn't find one. Well, that's when the concept of APUG was born right then. I decided to put together a small web forum, basically just focusing strictly on traditional photography. And I thought maybe a few people would sign up, a couple dozen or so. A couple dozen did, and then soon after that, a couple dozen more. It's just snowballed from there. At this stage, we've almost registered about 30,000 members. We consistently bring in about 500 to 600 new members a month. So it's pretty amazing that it's come from a little web forum into a full-blown internet community now.
It is pretty amazing. I don't think there's anywhere else on the web that you can get the kind of information that you can share with people on APUG. It's not anywhere else out there. I mean, yes, there's other photography forums on the net specializing in large format and this and this and that, but I think as a general rule of thumb, when it comes to a traditional photographic process, you guys have it nailed pretty well.
Once you hit that critical mass on any website forum community, you start to get instant results when you start asking questions. You can post a question on APUG and get a response within seconds to minutes. There's always around 250 to 400 or more people online at any given moment. I've done a lot of work to make the database open. The general forums are 100% free and searchable by anyone on the internet. It's a huge archive at this point. It's about 600,000 messages. And a lot of that's been archived by Google and Yahoo and other search engines. So I think it's been good for traditional photography to have even more concise information out there on the internet.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the kind of place and the source for this type of stuff. So, Sean, let's talk about what your thoughts are behind how the popularity of APUG has grown. It keeps getting more and more and more members every week. But, of course, there's more and more people shooting digital. So I guess if you figure out the ratio of analog to digital people, you know, there's probably tens of millions of people shooting, of course, digital. But how much are shooting advanced amateur professional type stuff in ratio to what's going on here? You guys have 30,000 plus members now, and there's a lot of topics covered in the forums. What do you think has been the popularity and this rise of APUG just keeps growing every week?
Well, I think we have to take into account that a small fraction of traditional shooters actually using APUG. We get people registering every day that'll tell you they had no idea the site even existed. So I think there's a lot of people out there who haven't even found the site yet. I think the search engines are helping with that, being indexed. Once traditional shooters start digging into the web for more information, they stumble onto us. But I think to say that there's only 30,000 traditional shooters out there, it's probably just a very small fraction using APUG. I think there's quite a few out there, might not be internet users, who are using the internet quite heavily for their workflow information. As far as the success of the site, I believe that early on I came up with a site charter, and it's on the homepage. I think it's very important. Just read a snippet of it for you. says APUG.org is an international community of like-minded individuals devoted to traditional non-digital photographic processes. And we've always stood by that charter, and I think that's a huge reason we've had continued success. It's a unique aspect of the site. There's hundreds, maybe even thousands of digital photography sites out there. And as far as I know, there's only one place that's quite active that's just completely traditional. And that's not saying that we're anti-digital. That's not the case at all. We're just looking to be focused. We're a bunch of people who want that focus of traditional workflow. You know, the internet's a big place, so why not have a website devoted to 100% traditional?
No, and I think the people that are doing traditional, and especially 100% traditional, are very happy about APUG, and it's a great place to get this kind of knowledge and information. And like you said, it's hit critical mass now, so when you put a posting on APUG, unless it's really obscure, crazy stuff, you're going to get an answer back pretty quick. And it's amazing to see that it keeps picking up, and that more and more people are getting involved in a traditional photographic process. And I think that people are leaving digital and going back, or going to for the first time, to doing their own film-based photography.
Yeah, for sure. You would think at first glance that it must be a website full of people who are quite into process only, or maybe a bunch of technophobes. But when you dig deeper into our membership, you see a lot of people, they'll be shooting digital 100% for their commercial work. But when they get into their personal work, they go back to traditional just because they have a love of that process.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are doing this cross-process, and like you said, I think anymore, as a commercial photographer, people want digital files, and yes, you can shoot film, and you can scan it, and then supply a digital file. I think a lot of people that are doing quick turnaround, traditional, commercial-type work, they want to shoot digital, but there's always this need of wanting to go back to where their roots are. I mean, an example, Tim Antuani, he's shooting digital all day, doing stuff for magazines, Topps baseball cards, doing sports stuff, football things. I mean, all this kind of cool commercial work. But what does he pick for his traditional process? 20 by 24 Polaroid. So, I mean, you know, yeah. He goes back to film. I mean, that's about as traditional as it gets, is shooting that type of stuff. So, you know, you're right. These guys are making money with digital. It's their workflow. It's what people want. But when they want to do something for art, for their own gig, they want to shoot film. And I think there's been so many people out there now that the film stuff is picking up in popularity, because they don't teach traditional film darkroom technology in high schools anymore. They barely teach it in some colleges, and it's really been thinned out. So I think people that have started shooting, that have always shot digital, start thinking like, hey, what's this film thing? It's pretty cool.
We're completely oversaturated with technology, and to be able to go traditional, you can just unplug from it. You can go into the darkroom for a few hours and just get away from everything. It's one of the things that appeals to me about it. I mean, I'm quite a computer geek. I'm into technology, into gadgets, into sci-fi, video games, and the whole bit. But if I want to just take some time out, go create some art, I can process some film, shoot some film, go into the darkroom and print, just get unplugged and focus on some art without needing technology all around me or being plugged into it.
I think that's what's great about the whole process. Sean, let's talk about how you got to where you're at. You're in New Zealand. How you migrated and where you're at now.
I'm originally from South Carolina. I graduated from the University of South Carolina back in 96 with a media arts degree focusing on photography. Even took quite a lot of digital courses as well because I didn't really know what that was all about, so I wanted to have a look at that. So that's kind of where I got a bit of background in being able to do graphics and Photoshop and web design and things like that and incorporate that into the website. But I got into the IT field shortly after graduation. Web design and all of that, so I was just good with computers. And I migrated from South Carolina over to Boulder, Colorado for about a year, and I figured, why stop there? And ended up in New Zealand, and I've been here almost 9 years now. My last gig was with IBM New Zealand. I was with them for about 5 years. Although my IT background didn't involve internet or web development, I've basically picked up on that over the last 6 years by working on APUG. And I've actually been doing APUG full-time now for the last 2 years, which is just mind-blowing to think that this has turned into something that's become a career. There's no words to describe how thankful I am to have that opportunity, to have such a membership that's so generous and has helped me along the way.
No, it is great support. The membership itself here, Sean, of course you can register for APUG for free. You also have a supported part of the site where people pay an annual subscription price, but you get a lot of benefits from this. Let's talk about what it costs to actually be a subscriber to APUG, and what kind of benefits I'm going to get?
Well, we've got basically two tiers, a student or financial hardship subscription, which is about $12 per year. And then after that, we've got a basic membership, which is $24 a year. That's about realistically as cheap as I can keep it and still manage to support myself and look after the site. Yeah, for the membership, you gain access to the galleries. We've got a portfolio system where you can create your own image portfolios. We've got blogs and chat room access, classified ads access. The classified ads are quite popular. We've moved over $500,000 worth of product in the classified ads area, so it's pretty active. Yeah, we've got social groups that are created by the members. If a member decides, hey, I want to create a group dedicated to Leica rangefinders, he can create that group and have his own forum that he manages. So that's a fair bit of stuff that you can get extra if you sign on for the subscription.
No, I think the help alone that you can get from asking someone a question like, well, what do I do for this formula, for this black and white sauce? You know, what kind of color neg is the great stuff to shoot? Can I push this here? Can I pull this? And just a couple answers. I mean, we're only talking $2 a month, so I really think that it's extremely economical and people should help support the Silver community, because besides keeping you up and running the site, if the site wasn't there, all these people wouldn't have an outlet to help other people and gain knowledge and share it. So it's more than just trying to feed Sean a bunch of cash. It keeps the whole thing alive. I mean, it keeps the whole community going.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, Sean, tell me about your photographic interest. Of course, you must have been searching the net for some type of analog-based traditional photography when you had the idea of starting APUG. What is Sean shooting? What do you like to do when it comes to traditional photographing?
At the moment, I'm shooting 35. I've dabbled in 8x10 and 4x5, but these days I'm just flat-out busy, so I've scaled back to 35 for now. Would like to get back into 4x5 and some wet plate eventually. But yeah, it's just a time factor, really. So hopefully I'll get back in there a bit more in the near future.
And what are you shooting when it comes to 35?
At the moment, I like FP4 for my film and LC29 for my developer. I do mostly street stuff right now down in downtown Auckland in the CBD, kind of scavenging about in the alleys looking for material, which is pretty fun. Yeah, my papers at the moment, I'm printing on Arista EDU and ESMU Cabram developers. Yeah, it's going pretty good, I suppose.
Yeah, that's cool. What kind of camera are you shooting with?
I'm shooting with a Leica R8, and then it's got a 35 to 70 zoom on the F4. Yeah, love that camera. I've had it for a few months now, and I'm glad to be settled onto that camera and have a good piece of kit to use for my street work.
No, that is a great camera. Leica makes beautiful stuff, so it's really, really cool there. Let's talk about some of the forums that you have set up here at APUG. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. It's pretty interesting. Tell me about the forums and what you're up to.
We've got dozens of forums, everything from darkroom equipment to camera equipment to supplies. You name it. If it involves traditional photography, we've got discussion forums on that and very active ones at that. If you go to the site, all you have to do is click on the forums tab in the main menu, and we'll get a listing of all the forums that we've got there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, there's black and white film, paper chemistry, there's color, silver gelatin-based emulsion making that just gets wild over there. Those guys are doing some really cool stuff. Enlarging, contact printing, alternate process, tintype, presentation. There's even stuff on product availability about if you can still get this kind of film. Marketing your stuff, darkroom equipment. I mean, it just goes on and on. You guys have pretty much everything covered.
Yeah, it's gotten quite vast. And most of these forums are created by the feedback that we get from the membership. When we started, it would have been silly to have this many forums. But once you start to get such a huge audience, you can fragment quite a bit and still maintain focus in those forums and grow the forum categories. We don't want it to get too unwieldy, but yeah, I think we're in a good position now where we've covered all of our bases and kept it from getting too overly complex.
Right, and I think you also have some really cool different social groups in regards to, I mean, pretty much everything off the wall to whatever you're looking at.
Yeah, that's a new function that we added over the last probably 3 or 4 months. We need some more work done in the software side of it, but it's how many we've got there now. Probably got about 20 or 30 social groups in there now. Any subscriber can go into that area and just create a group, name it what they like. They have full control of the group. So it's made for some interesting groups and discussions, and everything from microbrew beers to fine art new photography, you know, different types of cameras and developers. Yeah, so it's quite interesting to give some of the membership the freedom to create their own discussion areas that they have some control over.
Yeah, this is great to be able to do this type of stuff. Now let's talk about your chat room.
At the top of the site, you'll notice that you've got a little chat room number there, and it'll tell you how many people are in the chat room at any given moment. It usually can get pretty active. You can actually see who's in the chat room before you decide to enter the chat room as well.
Another great feature of the site. Let's talk about part of the stuff here that we chatted about earlier. As a membership of APUG, you can have your own blog.
Yep, you can have a blog. At the moment, we've probably got about 26 people actively blogging on the site. And there's going to be some more functionality that comes into the blog. It's a bit of a new feature, but it's starting to evolve into a system that it's a bit more standalone and similar to the WordPress blogs and the other types of blog systems that you see out on the internet today. The beauty of some of the features of the site are that you don't have to be a computer guru to set up a blog or to create an online web portfolio. The portfolio section, for example, you can go into that section and within a few clicks have some prints uploaded showing in a classy area with your name. Buy those prints. You can have those prints for sale. And we've got nearly 150 people have created portfolios. Portfolios are free and viewable to the public. So if you want to see some of the greatest work on APUG, I'd recommend heading over to apug.org, and you'll see the link for portfolios in the main menu bar. Just click on that. You can sort those portfolios by the most recently added, or you can even view which portfolios have prints for sale.
No, there is some beautiful stuff in there. You're right. I mean, there's just some amazing work, and there's hundreds of them. It's pretty cool stuff to see all these portfolios and see what people are doing. And like you said, maybe sometimes you can pick a print here and there at a pretty good price, and you never know where it's going to go with that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, we have the whole classified section that's great because there's buys and sells, and you have it broken down in lightning and wanted and trade stuff. It's always great to see. And I think once you get involved in a community like APUG, you start to have a rapport with some of the other members, and you sort of know who's selling what and what's going on. I think sometimes can be a lot better than dealing with like eBay, and you don't know who the person is. And, you know, they say this is great, but really the stuff's garbage when you get it, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a real community, and it has feedback capability built into the APUG classifieds. There's a lot of people who are just bypassing eBay altogether and just going straight through the APUG classifieds, and there's just constantly new listings put up. I think we've got about 12 recent listings that show on the classifieds homepage, and nearly every time I go to this page, it's a new set of listings, so it's very active, and you can get some good deals there.
Yeah, you have a full section with links, so there's a lot of links you have up about different organizations, galleries, labs, professional-based stuff, publications, photographers, darkroom equipment, so there's a pretty nice area to find other things on the web that you guys don't hold back on.
Yeah, a lot of links. Anyone can add a link, and we just go through and approve them. I approve them about once a week. So yeah, you can find some good stuff in there as well, and you can search those links.
Let's talk about, Sean, some of the people that help support APUG. You have some partners. You have a bunch of sponsors. Let's talk about who's actually partnered with you to help keep the site alive with the server cost. I know there's Ilford, but there's a lot of other guys that are helping out too.
We ran into a problem with server hosting costs and keeping this thing up and running due to those costs. I mean, having a dedicated server is not the cheapest thing in the world. So what I did was I went to some larger companies to see if we could get some help in regards to that. And we had four companies come forward. At the moment, we've got Ilford, we've got Elevator Gallery over in Canada, Calumet, and Adox. So they've been a huge help in getting us onto some good hardware so we've got a stable system for the community. So, you know, can't thank those guys enough. As far as other advertisers, we've basically probably got around 40 or so companies that get banner ads with us. This is all targeted advertising. These companies are supporting traditional photography and traditional methods. If you go to our sponsors link on the main menu bar, you'll see a listing of these companies. One of the good things about APUG that I really enjoy is that we've got a huge amount of traffic. We're able to supply banner ads for companies like this very cheaply and give them some great exposure to help keep these guys going. And I think we've been a big help to some of these guys.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of cats on here that have deals. If you go to the special forum section that's tabbed under the sponsor forum, there's just a lot of cool stuff and a lot of people that are giving deals to members and a lot of things that you wouldn't think that you could get from actually being part of a community like this. So it's pretty cool. Sean, where do you see the growth of APUG? What do you guys have planned maybe that you can chat about now? I know, like you said, we're at 30,000 members almost. Here we're just cracking over that. There's almost 600,000 messages. It's a lot of stuff going on, over 43,000 plus discussions. What's the future look like here for APUG?
Well, at the moment, the growth has never really slowed, which is a good thing. At the same time, it gets harder and harder to manage. I mean, luckily I've got some great moderators that help me look after the site. You know, that's a huge, huge help because I can't be on the site 24 hours a day, so they can help keep tabs on things. As far as the growth, I'm just going to keep basically doing what I've been doing, making sure that the software is up to date, just trying to improve what we've got at this stage and make what we've got a little bit better, a little more user-friendly and easier for everyone. I'm real focused. You know, when the site is so huge and the database is approaching 1 gigabyte in size, so there's a lot of work that I do to maintain the data integrity of the site. People have put countless hours into contributing information to the site, so it's very important that we make sure that the server is competent, that we make sure that that data is backed up and is redundant, and, you know, that's not going to be lost, and we're not going to let anybody down as far as that goes. But as far as any major changes, yeah, I think at this point it's hard to say where we'll be 5 years down the road. I try to keep things a bit more in the near term. I think we've got a good framework, so I just want to make sure that we improve on that for now and just keep on providing a fast system and a reliable system.
Yeah, definitely so. And I think that, like you said, it's still growing. People find out about this stuff every day. And the more people we can get involved with APUG and the Analog Photography User Group, I think it's just going to be better and better. So, Sean, tell me, you've created now Photocentric Limited. This is your sort of base company for all the things that you're working on. Of course, the big site with APUG, APUG.org. You've created another site called Hybrid Photo that is a community catering towards photographers that are doing traditional and digital combined. So a lot of people now are shooting film, and they're going into a digital workflow after that. The stuff scanned, and then it goes into a traditional process of digital workflow, just like if you were shooting digital. And I know you're working on a couple other little sites, too, that are going to come up here that are going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I created Photocentric Limited as a sort of an umbrella company. I thought once APUG got to a certain size that it would be a wise decision to bring it into a company. When you get tens of thousands of people on a website, you're going to get some strange things going on. You're going to get threats of being sued or whatnot. So just wanted to protect myself a little bit. And I saw it as an opportunity to create this umbrella and have a few different types of websites within that umbrella. So the main site I've got at the moment is APUG. Myself and John Keller, one of the moderators over at APUG, we've put together hybridphoto.com. So it was sort of born out of what we used to have on APUG, which was called the gray area. It's hard to draw the line in the early days when we had things going. So we had an area where people were scanning or outputting digitally, but they were still using a facet of film or a facet of traditional, that they could have a small space on APUG. What I felt was that the space was just too limited. You know, the people that were using it, you know, they wanted more forums, gallery, you know, just a more robust system rather than just a single little forum for that sort of thing. Keeping in line with the APUG charter, I just decided it was best if we did draw the line at that stage and just create a new space for those people that have their feet in both camps. So it's great. Everything comes down to choice. I think that we're past all this digital versus analog bickering and arguing on all the various websites. Now we're down to choice. We've got a lot of choice. People can do traditional, they can do digital, they can do hybrid, can do whatever they like most, and I think that's great. The other two sites, they're still in development. I haven't really had time to do much with those yet, but I do have some ideas for those. And we might see something with the photocentric.tv website, a place where we can view photo-related videos, anything from digital to traditional. That's the gist of the umbrella company and a few of the sites that are starting to form under that.
Yeah, this is so cool to be able to see that this is expanding out. I think people should definitely check out the hybrid forums because, like you said, there's a lot of people that are shooting film, they're scanning, they're going with a digital output, or they could be shooting digital and then making negatives on an inkjet and then doing contact printing. That's a traditional process. So there's a couple ways to go hybrid, back and forth, right or left, that I think is really cool to see that there is a place on the net that people can go that deal with hybrid photography. Because like you said, it would be nice to see maybe some of the stuff rolled into APUG, but then the people on APUG might freak out because, hey, there's digital guys that have infiltrated our camp. So it's pretty interesting to see the two.
Yeah, it can get a bit dicey. I mean, one of the main things that I learned, unfortunately, I only learned this a couple of years ago. So I spent about 4 years trying to make everyone happy on the site. And what I learned is that you just can't do it. So you've got a choice. You can drive yourself crazy trying to please every single person on a large website. or you can look at things at the perspective of focusing on what that website is about and what you want that website to be, and then work on that. That's what I've done with APUG. I've decided to focus on the charter of the website, and that's been a huge help. It's been a huge stress reliever. Yeah, I recommend that anybody that gets into a large web forum, just don't try to be all things to all people. Try to define what that site's going to be and stick to it. Work on that, focus on that, and yeah, it helps quite a bit.
Yeah, this is great stuff. So, Sean, tell me where I go to sign up for APUG so I can find out what's up with that. How can I go and subscribe to the forums so I can get these other gallery portfolio stuff, my blog? Tell me how I can support the community and just get involved with what you guys are up to.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is go to apug.org, and you'll see we've got a main menu bar that consists of some tabs, and you'll see a register tab, and you just click on register, and then you go through the registration process. It takes a couple of minutes. Basically, the only reason we have to do that is to avoid any kind of spammers signing up on the site. If you just take a few minutes to sign up, that gives you full access to the forums, full access to search the forums. If you don't sign up, you can search the forums, but you also have to enter a little spam blocking code to make sure that you're not a robot. I mean, one of the main benefits of registering, even if you're not interested in subscribing, just register so you've got that open access to search the forums without any hindrance. And if you do want to subscribe, we've got a tab up there that says subscribe or donate, and you can click on that, and that gives you all the information you need to subscribe.
Yeah, and like we talked about earlier, for $24 a year, it's $2 a month for all the stuff you get. Just be able to put your portfolio up, to have a blog, to be able to create a group and do what you want. So let's say you're into some obscure rangefinder camera, or you're into half frame 35, whatever you're into, you can actually go there and make your own little group and start talking with other like-minded people that are into this stuff. So really for the $24 a year, it's basically what the cost of a couple magazines at the newsstand?
Yeah, you know, keep in mind that the site is moderated. You know, we've got a very nice tone on the site. We've worked really hard to ensure it's not like a free-for-all like some of the news groups. It can just turn into flame war after flame war and things like that. We've worked quite hard to ensure that it's a pleasant environment for anyone to be in. I mean, I use the site myself, so one of the things that I do is make sure that I like to use the site, that I enjoy the site. If something is off, then I work to correct that so that I enjoy the site myself.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and I really appreciate you, Sean, taking time to talk to us from New Zealand, to tell us about APUG and all the great stuff that's going on there. It's just so cool that you've been able to create this site, this community, and how people have just flocked to it and made this thing the premier place on the internet to go for traditional photographic process. Great stuff you're doing, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And yeah, I look forward to your show as well, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I'm great. We're partnering with you guys, and like I said, this is the place to go on the web to find out about all the cool stuff that's going on. And of course, we're going to have a lot more other members from APUG on the program talking about what they're up to. There's a lot of authors that are writing books. I mean, everybody that's doing anything will be on APUG. So it's great stuff. Sean, thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you go. Sean Ross and the Analog Photography User Group. These guys have a lot of cool stuff going on. It's a great resource, of course, for everybody doing traditional photography work. It's a place to gather, to share, to learn. And for the support of the site, it's $24 a year. You can't beat it. You got your own blog, your own gallery, a lot of cool stuff. Check them out, www.apug.org. Great stuff there. And of course, the sponsors of the Inside Analog Photography Radio Program, Fujifilm, making life more colorful at fujifilmusa.com/professional. Richard Photo Lab, the place to send all of your negatives, all of your chrome, all of your black and white, a lot of great stuff going on there. RichardPhotoLab.com and our buddies over at Upstrap. Upstrap Al. Great stuff going on. Upstrap-Pro.com. And of course, we've been talking about APUG over at APUG.org. I've been your host, Scott Chipper, on Inside Analog Photo. You can find out more information about what we're up to, the radio program, and all our guests over at www.insideanalogphoto.com.